From noon until 3 o'clock, the whole land was covered with darkness. About 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. He said,
"Eloi! Eloi! Lama sabachthani! My God! My God! Why have you deserted me?"
Later, Jesus said,
"I am thirsty."
He knew that everything was now finished. He knew that what Scripture said must come true. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it. They put the sponge on a stem of the hyssop plant. Then they lifted it up to Jesus' lips. After Jesus drank, he said,
"It is finished!"
Jesus called out in a loud voice,
"Father, into your hands I commit my very life."
After he said this, he took his last breath. At that moment, the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs. After Jesus was raised to life, they went into the holy city. There they appeared to many people. The Roman commander and those guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened. They were terrified. They exclaimed,
"This man was surely the Son of God."
Not very far away, many women were watching. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to take care of his needs. Mary Magdalene was among them. Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, was also there. So was the mother of Zebedee's sons.